This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Alta. A military takeover in Myanmar. The Southeast Asian nation's military seized control of the country Monday under a state of emergency it says will last 1 year. The move comes hours after the detentions of Myanmar's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and other officials from the ruling National League for Democracy Party. A verified Facebook page for the NLD party later published a statement urging people not to accept a coup or any other return to military dictatorship. AP correspondent Chris Blake reports the military is citing election fraud for the takeover, despite observers believing November's election was fair.
Now, Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party resoundingly won those elections in what was sort of a humiliation for the military-backed party. Well, there may have been some instances of irregularities in the election. The State Election Commission last week said there was no credence to there being anything that actually affected the outcome of the election.
Monday was supposed to be the first meeting of parliament after the NLD's landslide victory in the November elections. The Russian General Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it supports a request by the federal prison system to impose a jail term on opposition leader and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. That's instead of a suspended sentence. Navalny faces the possibility of a 3.5-year prison sentence over charges he violated the parole terms of a 2014 suspended sentence. Navalny is being held in pretrial detention for 30 days for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in mid-January after being poisoned and staying in Germany to recuperate. This is VOA.